Hello, my friends. Welcome back. It is time once again for the Morning Mindset. My name is Kerry Green. Hey, I got a question for you as we start off. Have you ever heard someone say something like this? I'd take a bullet for you. What are they saying? Well, they're saying they are willing to lay down their life in your defense. And what they're trying to say is that they value you that much that they're willing to do that. Well, let me ask you a related question. What is your faith worth to you? What would you give in order to hang on to your faith? It's a question we're going to dig into as we continue our Christian behavior series here, looking at Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. But before we get going, I want to acknowledge our daily sponsor for today's episode. It's a listener named Evan Wells, and he is sponsoring this episode in memory of his brother Elias Muscat, who the family recently lost to suicide. So Evan, family, we just ache with you. Our hearts go out to you. We are eager to pray for you here in just a moment as you just continue to grieve the loss of this dear brother. Friends, if you would like to be a daily sponsor like Evan was, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/daily sponsor to find out more. Okay, friends, as we go to prayer, let's pray for Evan and his family, and let's pray for our time today. Our Father, we are grateful that you are the God of all comfort, and we lift up Evan and his family to you as they continue to grieve. I know a situation like this is so heart-wrenching and so painful. I pray you would bring comfort, you would bring peace to them. And Father, as we dig into your word today to understand what our Christian behavior is to be based upon, we are asking you, Lord, to guide us in understanding and applying your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, well, last episode, we wrapped up our study in Romans chapter 12. Today, we're switching over to Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to be there for quite a while, probably do 4 and 5, because there's so much in these chapters about Christian behavior. And today, we're looking at verses 1 through 3, and we're going to start off by looking at the Apostle Paul's example of Christian behavior, and we're going to examine how highly he viewed his faith and the preciousness it was to him. He says, "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner," and then he goes on to give instructions. But let's stop there and look at Paul's example. When Paul says, "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord," what is he describing there? Well, the Apostle Paul wrote this letter to the Ephesian church when he was in prison. He was actually in jail. And he had the opportunity to write a letter to them. And one of his friends who came in to see him took the letter and delivered it to them. Now, what we need to notice here is that Paul kind of took that as a badge of honor, that he was a prisoner for the Lord. You see, because he had been put in prison because of his preaching of the gospel. So when we translate this into our modern context, we can see that just like Paul, there are many situations where us being bold about our Christian faith might cause others, maybe at the beginning, to look kind of sideways at us and to feel like we're not on their side, so to speak, or that they're a little suspicious of us because we're one of those religious people. But beyond that, we are seeing increasingly situations in our culture where Christians are being targeted, canceled, marginalized, sometimes losing their jobs because they are outspoken or bold about their faith. And what would the Apostle Paul say about that? He would say, good for you. He would say, way to go. You are standing up for what really matters. So friends, back to my original question, what is your faith worth to you? Now, let me put in a little bit of a caveat here. We need to be wise and we need to be led by the Spirit for sure. We need to be saying and doing the things only Jesus wants us to do. But broadly speaking, across the New Testament, we have Jesus' commands clearly described for us in that we are to be willing to bear the suffering and the shame and whatever that he had to bear. Remember what Jesus did. He died on a cross for us. He was humiliated. He suffered for us. And he calls us as his servants to be willing to do the same when the situation arises. So friends, I want to challenge you, look at your life, look at the circumstances you're in, and imagine what would the Apostle Paul do? and ask yourself, what is my faith worth to me? Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us answer that question. We want to live in a way that lifts you up, that presents you as holy and as worth everything. Because Lord, we know when we're willing to do that, others take notice. They recognize we are living for something higher than our own comfort and bigger than our own interests. Lord Jesus, you are worthy. We all confess that. We know it. But we want to walk in a manner that demonstrates that in the world in which we live. Help us today to see the opportunities to be loving and wise, yet bold, for your name's sake, that you will be lifted higher in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, friends, that is a wrap for this episode of The Morning Mindset. If you would like to know more about what it means to be a Christian and how to become a Christian, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus to find out more. That link is in the description for this episode. I also want to remind you to check out our episode sponsor. You'll find a link to their information in the description of this episode. Right there, you'll also find out how you can become a daily sponsor of The Morning Mindset. You can do so anonymously, in memory of someone, or simply to let others know you support The Morning Mindset. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/daily sponsor.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.